Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Chafhei, and we are on Chav Dalar Mabez, a couple lines up from the bottom, Tashma, where we will start. And again, we started the parak yesterday of Ein Makdishin. The next couple of dafim are all about Stei Achuza and Stei Mikneh. Remember the Din Daraisa, the difference in Vayikra, in parak, towards the end parak of Chav Zayin here in Bechukosai, where the Torah describes the difference between Makdish and Mocher and Stei Achuza and Stei Mikneh. Right, those Chilukim as comes up in the Gemara's here. But again, a lot of it is based on the Din Daraisa, even though some of the Pshuto Shel Mikra is not exactly the case, and we have Drushas and Darash Baal Peh to interpret. But as we will see, it comes up here. We even had a Machlokas yesterday between Rav and Shmuel. What happens if somebody sells property during the Shemitah year? Right, so is that effective or not? It does get into, as the Torah says, it does get into whether you understand certain psukim as don't or can't, as we'll have to come back to. Sometimes there are machlokos in the Torah, whether a word is an isser or what the Ramban calls a shalila, a negative. It just can't happen, right? Lo yuchal levaker. It says that you can't not show a double portion, not show preference to a bechor. Lo yuchal levaker, the machlokos between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's an isser daraisa or just an impossibility. Like if you try to do it, it's just not going to work. Right, the Ramban counts it as a separate lo sase, and the Rambam says no, it's just a detail within halachas of nachla that one can't be morish in a way that is not the way that the Torah says is possible. Okay, but either way, we'll have to touch on that as it comes up. So we had a machlokas in Rav and Shmuel about what happens if one sells property during the Shemitah year, and we're quoting Mishnayos and the like in order to prove one way or the other. So we'll try to prove, again, we also said as we start this Tashma, that we pasken like Shmuel, the Rambam pasken like Shmuel, because halacha kishmuel bidinei, it is a din d'rabbanan, even though there are some related iser isurim, and that is applications, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch was just in Betzorachi in a little bit, that this is called Mamanus, even though it is has some Isser implications as well. Okay, Tashba, four lines from the bottom. V'logolin achra yovel pachos mishana, as we said earlier, that one cannot redeem it after yovel less than 1 year. Can't redeem it within the first year after yovel. So Bishlam al-Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says that you cannot sell it during yovel, it's impossible, right? It's a lo kadosh kol ikur, lo goelin lachar yovel, pachas mishana. So then, what does it mean that lo goelin, you're not goel? Rashi explains, you don't need to be goel it. Didn't work, right? Because according to Shmuel, if you try to sell it during Shemitah, during yovel, it doesn't work, and therefore, that's how we understand lo goelin lachar yovel, that it's just not going to no need to be goel if you were makdish it. Ela l'rav, my achar yovel shana, what does that mean according to Rav, that there's no need? What do you mean, lo goelin? Or according to Rav, it can be sold. Misa, the Gemara says, misavis achar yovel mamish, you think that's achar yovel? If that line means literally after yovel, then it would be a problem for Rav. My achar yovel, beemsa yovel. Achar yovel there means in the middle of yovel. In the middle of the years of Yovel, of the Yovel cycle, not during the Yovel year, but during the Yovel cycle, right? To call, kama, de lo mal yale shana, lo migra le. What is this line saying? Pachos mishana? It means that if you did not fill a year, so then you're not migareya. As we said, that if somebody buys a field right after Yovel, then one has to prorate it. Based on the 50, if there was a steachuza that was hukdash, then the Torah gives a specific price. Right? Similar to Arachin, which we spoke about at length already in this Masechta. Every person has a value based on gender and based on age. So too here, if somebody is poda, the steachuza, then one gives 50 shekel for every zera chomer saorim, as we saw. So says the Gemara, you know what this price is telling me? That let's say it's the middle of a year. Middle of a year, so I don't say that that's already considered a year, and I can go down one more year. It's 1 year closer to Yovel. No, a half year is not considered that. Rashi on top, Klomar. Hi, Achar, afilu Achar Esra Mushloshim Shanakai. Even if it's 20, 30 years in, what does it mean less than a year? It means It's the middle of the year. Umay pachos shana de ka'amar, hachi ka'amar. Haba ligol be'emsa yovel, v'litein sela upudion l'shanim habayim. And you're going to give pay for the future years. V'ya omi b'nisan, shu emsa shana, lo yomar. Interesting, right? He dafka picks Nisan. Right? Maybe he's emphasizing that the years go by Tishrei. As we know, the Dal in Rosh Hashanah is, as it's described at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. So he dafka picks a Nisan because we know that that is the middle for this halacha. Lo yomar chati sel of a chati pudyon ani nosi mishana zu. Don't say I'm going to give a half for the year that already it happened, and I'm going to give less. Ella no nosi sel pudyon shalem. You have to give the whole sel upudyon for this year, and that's what it says. In galim bepachas mishana, you don't pay for less than a year. Don't pay for less than a year. That's what this is saying. Whole numbers, whole numbers, and Hekdesh always wins. Hekdesh always wins, and that's why it goes in this way. So again, it's not even. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara in Baba Basra discusses by Mocher and Makdish, whether one is Mocher or Makdish, Ba'ayin Ra'ah or Ba'ayin Yafeh, right, in a positive, more giving way or a more miserly way. But it's not just about Umdana. It's about halachic legal action. And therefore, if there's no full year, then Hekdesh wins. That's the rule. Doesn't matter what the person was thinking. Hekdesh is going to win here in terms of how you redeem it. So Gemara says, my Kamashla, what's the Chiddush? Our Mishnah already says that. We had that yesterday. What you're teaching me, that you're not machashiv months for in hektish. You have to go by years. So then we know that already. You go by years. So Gemara says, "Ma tam kama." You're right, but maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. One long sentence. Ma tam lo goalim acher yovel pachas bishana. Why did the Mishnah first say that you don't redeem it within pachas bishana? So again, according to Shmuel, that means within a year of yovel. According to Rav, it means when there's less than a year that has passed during the Yovel cycle. Mishum de mechashev chadashim im hektish, because you're not mechashev months with hektish. When it comes to months relating to a year, I think we mentioned a few weeks ago, it came up the principle of miksas hayom kekulo. Right, the Gemara here seems to say that you wouldn't say that in regard to hektish. Miksas hayom kekulo. Once you have, you know, a few days, you have 5 months, you don't say, oh, it's as if the year, went by. Miksas hayom kekulo, you don't say that. Sounds like a special din. Sounds like a special din that we learn out by Hekdesh in this context. Remember, we mentioned it a little, misvara, a related svara from Rav Soloveitchik in terms of Avelos. Remember, we mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Miksas hayom kekulo comes up when you're counting days, Shiva cycle, at the beginning of the Shiva, at the end of the Shiva, at the beginning of Nida, at the, not really at the end of Nida, but let's say at the beginning of, let's focus on Shiva, right? If a woman becomes a Nida in the middle of the afternoon, so that's already counted as day one, even if it's 3 minutes before Shkia, that's already day one. And also at the, that's Nida, and also Shiva. Somebody said Shiva for 3 minutes before Shkia, so that's already day one. And at the end of Shiva, we have Miksas hayom kekulo. That the morning after Shiva, so we don't say it at night, but at least during the day. So that counts as one day of Shiva. And as well, we know at the end of Shloshim is also Miksas hayom kekulo, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Avelos. The last day, day 30, we pass his Miksas hayom kekulo, and there are coolers that the Minhagim of Shloshim don't apply all day. Miksas hayom kekulo. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that we don't say Miksas hayom kekulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. End of Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't say Miksas hayom kekulo, that the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh counts. So why is that? The Taz gives one reason. Rav Soloveitchik gave another reason, where he said that the only thing we say Miksas hayom kekulo. Any unit of time that is made up of days, so then you could say Miksas hayom kekulo. So weeks are made up of days, and even months. Months, it's not that Shloshim is 4 weeks. Shloshim is 30 days. Days are the units of time that make up the halachas of Shiva and Shloshim. But when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not that, oh, you have 365 days, or 354 days that one has nihugim for a parent. No, it's a din of months. It's a din of Yud Beis Chodesh. Miksas hayom kekulo only applies when the unit is days, Miksas hayom, not Miksas hachodesh kekulo, and therefore, you wouldn't say Miksas hayom kekulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, because of that. It's only a din in the yom, a rov of the yom. Do you say Miksas hachodesh kechodesh? There's no such halacha. Mitzvah HaChodesh KeChodesh. Okay, there is, sometimes we say, Chodesh HaBorba, you know, for some halachas, we say a Chodesh Kesir Hashana, you know, for certain halachas, or even a couple of weeks, when we talk about the end of the year for Inyani Shmita, what's it called for Arla and other Inyani Zeraim. But there is that idea that, days, when something is made up of days, then you can go by Mitzvah and not when it comes to months. So here, the Din, Daraisa, according to Rav, is that the months, that part of the month that has passed by, you don't even say that mixas ha chodesh ka chodesh, to make it considered a whole month has passed by, and that is how Rav interprets the line of the Mishnah. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, based on their shita of makdish bishas hektish, bishas yovel, that would determine how they understand the Mishnah. Good. Emachash v'chadashim v'chulu. So as we just explained, but again, the Gemara quotes it, the last line of the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin she'emachash v'chadashim emahektish. How do we know that you're not mechashev chadashim, the months, with hektish, as Rashi says, kid da amran, right? Like we just explained, that if you're goel at 5.5 years before yovel, you're not mechashev the 6 months that already took place, but you have to give as if there are 6 years. 6 years left. Tamalomar, it's a dindar isa, v'chishav lo akoin es hakesef, al pi ashonim monos haros. We're not saying that Shmuel argues on this halacha, but it's just that Shmuel doesn't have to interpret the previous line of the Mishnah to be saying this. Just the last line of the Mishnah is saying this. So, v'chishav lo akoin hakesef, al pi ashonim monos haros. Shanim ata machashev, v'yata machashev chadashim. Maybe years you're machashev, and you're not machashev months. How do I know that if I want to make months into a year, I can? Hey, Chidami, what does that mean? If I'm makdish it in, if I'm goel it, even though it says makdish, it means goel. If I'm goel it during year 48 or so, how do I know that I can make it considered a year? Meaning, what's the hava meaning here? As we mentioned, that how do I know that if you want to make chadashim into a year, you can based on this. So what does this mean? It means, as the Rashi explains, remember we said if you redeem it, we said yesterday that you redeem it in the last 2 years before Yovel, you have to pay in full. You have to pay in full. So here, if there's a year and a half left, so then it works out better for Hektish. If you say, no, it's considered a year, it's 2 years left. So if it's 2 years left, that works out worse for Hektish. All you have to give is 2 sela and 2 pundion. But if you say it's considered less than 2 years, then it's considered redeeming it within the 2 years, and Hektish would win. So in that case, one would be able to consider it less for the benefit of Hektish. Right? As Rashi explains, di chashavta lachadashim sheyatzu biyetzia gemura havelu pachos b'shnei shanim bein anegelas v'giruah. So that would be better. That if you want to make chadashim for a shana, so then one would be able to benefit Hektish. That's at least one of the ways to understand this line. Okay, says the Mishnah. So here we go, explaining the Din D'Oraisa. How much, what is the value? So HaMakdish Sadeo, we'll go with our Girsa. Bishas HaYovel, if somebody is Makdish their field during the Yovel cycle, when there is Yovel, we know there is no more Yovel. We'll talk about this by Hashem in the coming days. We'll have the Gemara by Hashem next week, where the Gemara says that there is only Yovel, bottom of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. The Gemara says there's only Yovel when the Shvatim are not only in Eretz Yisrael, but when they're in their proper place in Eretz Yisrael. That's why for a very long time, there hasn't been halachas of Yovel. Shemitah is different. But Yovel requires that, as the Gemara says later on, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Mishagalu Shevet Reuven, V'Shevet Gad, V'Chati Shevet Menashe, Batlu Yovlos. There's a machlokas, whether they came back. Right, Reuven, Gad, Menashe, or the 10 tribes, all the different stages of Galus that we know. But Esau went into Galus, I think 4 different stages. Nebuchadnezzar sent them out early, and then the Cheresh and the Masker, and then the Tzidkiyahu, the Chorban, all different stages when Yovel stopped. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Yovel came back in the interim for the years in between. But either way, Yovel requires all the Shvatim in their proper place. So, in that time, if somebody's makdish their field, so then nosin bezera chomer seor, chamishim shekel kesef, one has to give, if one redeems it from hektish, one has to give for every chomer seorim, an area where you can plant that amount of barley, 50 shekel. Chamishim shekel kesef. Why dafka barley? And now wheat, that's what the Torah says, sa'orim, for this halacha. Sometimes we could darshin, al pi hashkafa, al pi drush, that the lechem, the shtei halechem on Shavuos is made out of chitim, and the carbon ha'omer is made out of sa'orim, because the process of Pesach to Shavuos is going from, animal food, sa'orim, to chitim. Okay, so that's when we can have a contrast. Whenever this sa'orim, usually chazal darshin, right, the carbon of a sota is a sa'orim, because the Gemara says, he asked a ma'isa behema, so she has to bring a carbon shal behema. But here, it's just sa'orim. I'm not sure exactly why dafka sa'orim in this context, where it's just a zeris akasiv, how much one has to give. If in the land that you gave, there are either nika'im, there are fissures, right? There are cracks in the ground that are 10 tefachim deep, do those count as part of the measurement? Or there are rocks that are 10 tefachim high. So you can't plow that area along with the rest of the area. So Ein Nivdadani Ma, the Mishnah says that those areas are not measured with the rest of the field. They're not measured with the rest of the field. Pachos Mikan Nivdadani Ma, but if it's less than a 10 tefach deep or 10 tefach high protrusion or pit, so then they can't be nimdad with it because it's less than 10 tefachim. It's considered just part of the ground. So what is that? What does it mean they're not measured with it? So that's the machlokas we showed him. Einim dadanima. So Rashi here, the Rashbam and Tosfos of Ma'abasra, Kufyud Gimel, say it means it is hukdash also. It is hukdash. It's just not measured when you try to figure out the Zerah Chomer Sa'orim, it's measured separately. Measured separately, it's not measured as one big field. It's measured separately. The area that is a Zerah Chomer Sa'orim, where it's plantable, so then that's measured, and the value is Zerah Chomer Sa'orim. And these fissures, or these rocks, that are up or down, so those are, as Rashi says here, Niftin B'Shavyon. Right, that is not, does not go by the Zerah Chomer Sa'orim, but they're not Ro'i Lizriya. And therefore, they are Nifte B'Shavya. There is a Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah in Bava Basra there, Kufyud Gimel, says, no, what it means is that it does not need Pidyon at all. It's not Hukdash, which is a Chiddush Gadol. It just has one line there. Arguing with the other Rishonim, it's not Hukdash at all. It's not, does not need Pidyon. Not need Pidyon, these areas. When you're Makdash, you only Makdash the field that is plantable, that is Ro'i, that is Royal Israel. Good. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that's the areas up or down. Hikdisha shtayim v'shalosh shanim lefnei ha-yovel, and if somebody is makdish for a couple of years before yovel, no sein selu pundi yon lashana. And if somebody is makdish now a stei achuza before yovel, so then one has to prorate, as we know. The 50 shekel kesef is only if you have the whole full amount of time till yovel, but if not, it's 49. You have to split that number by 49. Right, assuming that Yovel is not part of the count. So, Sela Upundion Lashana. V'yam Amar Harini Nosin Dover Shana B'Shana. What if you want to pay in installments? Shana B'Shana. I'm not going to pay it all now. I'll give it as the years come by. In Shomen Lo, you don't allow that. Ela Nosin is Kulo Ke'echad. You have to give everything at once. You have to pay it all up front. Hektish always wins. Pay it all up front. Echad Bailam Echad Kol Adam. Whether it's the owner who is redeeming it, or it is any person who is redeeming it. Ma bein bailim l'chol adam. What is the difference though between a bailim and anyone else? Elish, a bailim nosim chomesh, v'chol adam ain't nosim chomesh. The bailim, when they're poded, they have to add on a chomesh. That's why we suggest, we try to get them to do it, unlike other people involved, they wouldn't have to add on the Chomesh. But we try to get the Bailam to add on the Chomesh. The Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, Dalet Hay, adds on, it's not just the, Bailam, but it's his family too. Right? For certain halachos, it's, we say, family members are an expanded, version, and for other halachas not. We'll have Ezra Manamid Beis today, we'll have a din of just son, and not any other family members. But here, in Arachin, Dalet Hay, for this halacha, the Rambam says, "Kol chomesh avur b'Torah tzorach she'akerenim atosefes chamisha." As we know, chomesh in the Torah means 25%, what we call 25%, so that after it's added on, so then it is 1/5. Nimsa shehosef revia hakeren. It means a quarter of the principal. V'chein impadas ishto shel makdish o echen miyershav hare'ilu mosifin chomesh. So in this regard, Hosafas Chomesh is also not just from the Bailim, but from the Bailim's family as well. That's what the Rambam says in the fourth parak here in Hilchas Erechin. Once it's open, let me just read the beginning of the parak, where the Rambam gives the introduction. Sadesh yarsha adam imorishav. He anikre steachusa. A field that somebody yarshins from his bequeathers. So then that's called a steachusa. Right. How does somebody get a field? Either he buys it, or he gets it as a matana, or he yarshes it. Those are the three ways he can legally get a field. So, if a field that you yarshin from the morishim, so that's called a steachusa. Vesadesh elachabo, Zlacha o zachaba, he anikris, they make that. Right, two types of fields. Vahamakdish de achuza, modedin osa, the erka, hua erech akatsa batar. As we just said, if your makdish is de achuza, so then it goes by this, type of, values. The mikne does not. See, because there's not different halacha. Vakama hu, and then the Rambam says, komakam sheroi lizra bo chomer saorim, viyizrenu biyad velo yikrav zriyasa velo yirchak osa, erko, chavishim shakal, lachol shne yovel. Veishtasa yovel manaminyan. Vechara makdish sade tova, shein b'chol eretz Yisrael kamosa, osada ro'a, shein kamoa la ro'a, kazeh marichon osa. Doesn't matter if you're makdish the most amazing field in the whole land, ein b'chol eretz Yisrael kamosa, or the worst, where there's nothing as bad as it, doesn't matter what the quality is, this is the kavua. Just like we had earlier when it came to arachin. Doesn't matter who your ma'arich, right? It doesn't matter. It goes by age, it goes by gender, and that is it. The Rambam goes into details, how much is a chomer, and what exactly is, and how do you figure it out, how many years of yovel left, v'chul. Good. So let's continue. We'll get into some more of these details that the Rambam himself discusses. Says the Gemara Tana, kur zera, velo kur tvua, mapolas yad velo mapolas shvarim. When it says zera, it means velo kartvua, enough area to plant, put seeds, core of seeds, not the core of the produce when it grows, because that would be a smaller area. It has to be an area that you put a core of seed, and then it grows obviously into more. A seed is much smaller than the ears that grow. So as long as it's an area that you could put a core of zera, that's the area. But mapolas yad v'lo mapolas shvarim. But it goes by how much you would be able to put with your hands. Not like putting it on an ox and have the ox walk around and have the seeds fall out slowly from the bag on the ox. So it goes by zera, which is more, and it goes by yad, which is less. Tani Levi, lo me'ube v'lo medak. Also, it has to be a very benoni, a natural way of putting the seeds. It shouldn't be too dense and too thick, and it shouldn't be too sparse and too thin. Ela benoni, has to be just in a regular, average way how you put the chomer. Again, the kohanim have to know exactly agriculture, exactly how much is usually planted in this, and what is the average that is given, and the kur zera. They have to go to the farmers and ask them, experts, exactly what it should be. So maybe this is the line that tipped off the Yad Ramah. But either way, how do you understand this line? We mentioned in the Mishnah that if the Nekoim are very tall or very short, 10 tvachim in either direction, either Rov Rishonim say it's chuktash by itself, and you don't pay this amount. You don't pay the zerah chomer sarim, but you're nifta b'shavyo. Meaning it's not called part of the steachusa. Well, the Yad Ramah said it means that it's not kodesh at all. So that's nafgamina, what exactly this line means. According to the Rov Rishonim, it means, why can't it be chuktash by itself in the same way, and you'll have to pay the same type of value? It is chuktash mimanafshach. But this is asking, maybe it should be chuktash like a steachusa, and you should pay that type of a value, right? Rashi says that on the second wide line. V'liktashu hanach nika'im ba'anpe nafshayu, v'lifriku nami lefi cheshbon chamishim lebeis kur. U'mana yesh b'masheinim dadanima. Hainu nami hachi mifriki. Why don't you say that? Or the Yad Ramah said, maybe this should be chuktash bechlau. Right? So either way, v'chi teima. And if you want to say, well, because it's not a base kur, then it's not going to be kadosh at all. But v'hatanya, we learned in the Braisa that it doesn't matter. You prorate. Sade, matam alomar. It says if you're makdash asade, lafish enemar, zera chomer saorim. B'chamishim shekel kesef, ein li ela shektish kinyin zeh. I might think that if you're only makdash, this amount. But, minan l'rabos, how do I know to include lesech, which is a half a kur, v'chatzi lesech, or it is a quarter. Sa'a, vitirkav. Tirkav is half a sa'a. like trei kav. V'chatzi tirkav, even smaller. How do you know to include all of those tamalomer? Sada mikol makom. So you see that it's even smaller amounts you would go by that value. So why do we say these are not included? So Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama Hacha Benikah Maleim Mayim. We're talking about areas that are not plantable. We're talking about a ditch that is full of water. The La Bnei Zriya Ninu. And Dekanami, I'll prove it to you from the comparison. Diktani Dumya Deslan Mikom Makom. It says rocks 10 tvachim tall or Nikom 10 tvachim deep. So both of those are not royal Israel, and that is why they would be excluded from the regular halachas of kur. I hikdisha I hachi pachas mikanami. So one second, it's even less than 10 tvachim. If it's not royal Israel, then even less than 10 tvachim high or deep, one should exclude. Answer, no, hanu, negani da'ara mikru, shidre da'ara mikru. If they're just little bumps or little fissures in the ground, that's not excluded. That's negane da'ara mikru. That's just a little, a little like bowl in the ground. Or shidri is like a spine. Sometimes a spine, Rashi goes, if an animal goes up, and you see it on the back. So it's just sticking out. This is not called a separate area of the ground. So therefore, right, no ground is flat. I mean, some ground is. But it's considered normal for the ground to be a little bumpy or a little have holes in it and deep, and that's why we're not going to say it has a separate status regarding this halacha. As long as it's less than 10 tefachim. Once it's 10 tefachim, then it has a separate status. We know for hinyani mechitza, 10 tefachim is a separate status. Why? Where does 10 tefachim come from? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Shiur and mechitzin, chatzitzin is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Shiur and mechitzin, the Gemara said, we're going to give sukkah, is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, where do all shiurim come from? Right, kezayis and kebetza, and where do all shiurim come from? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's a machlokes, Rishonim, what about the shear of age of godless? Is that halacha Moshe B'Sinai? That's a machlokes Rishonim. Some say it is. Some say even godless. 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy is also halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And others say no. Some Rishonim say it's based on the pasuk by Shem that Reuven and Shimon were called Ish at that time, and that's why they, that's the makar, and you do the math, they were 13 years old. And a woman is right, is just before that, being a Yesera, that's why it comes earlier. Some say because she ate from the tree first. Either way, that's a machlokas, whether shiurim are considered. L'may nafkamina? My nafkamina? Big nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this at least in one place that I remember. What about Bnei Noach? So Bnei Noach, shiurim are given to Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Noach. So what does that have to do with? Right, what halacha? So number one, Aver Menachai. Aver Menachai is an issue that applies to Goyim too. So, is a goy chayev even if he eats pachas mikazayas? Because shiurim are only Lam Yisrael. Or what about Ben Noach? Is he chayev for if he's 10 years old? If shiurim are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai only applies to Bnei Yisrael. So maybe it goes by das. That's the Minchas Chinuch suggestion. It doesn't go by godless, right? It goes by das, and it could be luchum or lakula maybe. Right, you could have a very young Ben Noach that could be very smart, or an older Ben Noach that is not. And, or you might say, the 13 goes by period. It is ben das. Okay, either way, that's, in terms of shiurin, but that's 10 tefachim also comes up in that context. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Hikdisha, Shtayim, Vishalash, Vachulu. As we said, if you're makdashiv within a certain number of years of Yovels, then you have to prorate it. Tana Rabbanan, Vinigra, Meir Kecha, Af Mina Hekdish. Even though Hekdish is gonna lose, right, you're not paying 50. If it's not 50 years to Yovel, but apena hektish shemachla hektish shana oshtayim inami lo achla elasha isalafanav. Even if hektish didn't use it, it didn't use the produce. Still, no sin salo puti on lashana. It goes by one and one per year, depending where they stand in the cycle. V'yamama harini no sin v'chulu. And if he wants to pay in installments, we don't allow it. Tan Rabbanim, Minayin Shem Amru Bailim Harenu Nosin L'Davar Shana B'Shana Shein Shomen Lahem. You don't listen. Tam Alomar V'Chishav Lo HaKohen Es HaKesef. The Kohen calculates the Kesef. Achi Kesef Kulo Ke'echad. We darshan HaKesef, all the Kesef. You have to give all the Kesef at once. Echad Bailim V'Echad Kol Adam. Ma Bein Bailim L'Chol Adam Sha Bailim Nosin Chomesh V'Chol Adam E Nosin Chomesh. The Brisa just continues what the Mishnah said, adding the Makar. Good. Weiter. So, Hikdisha Vigoala. What happened if somebody was Makdish their Steachuza, and then before Yovel they redeemed it? So fine. So then it goes back to them and stays with them by Yovel. Eino Yotzim Yadav Yovel. Does not go out from the hands of the owner by Yovel. Ah. What about if they're not? if they're not goelit. So that's a din d'oraisa. That's what the Torah says in Parshas B'chukosai and Perachav Zayin. Vim go yigalas asadeh hamakdash oso. If the person who sold, who is makdash esteachuza, redeemed it. So v'yasav chamishas kesef erkacha alav akamlo. Then he keeps it. Vim lo yigalas asadeh. There's many dinim d'oraisa that are in the Torah. We don't need even the Gemara for. But vim lo yigalas asadeh, if he does not redeem it, vimachar asadeh lishacher, if the gizbar, if someone else redeemed it from the hekdish, lo yigal od, it no longer can be redeemed from that person once yovel hits, as we'll see. V'haya hasadeh b'teisov yovel, kodesh v'ashem kistei acherim, makoin tiyachuz aso. It reverts to being the Kohanim's. And the language of the Torah is even La Kohen Tia Achuza So. It becomes the Ste Achuza of the Kohanim. Even though the Kohanim and the Levim don't have any land, but a Ste Achuza that was Hukdash, that was not redeemed by the owner or by his son, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem in a minute, that goes, it's split up by the Kohanim, it goes to the Mishmar, that is, it's their turn at Yovel. The Ste Mikna So does not apply to a Ste Mikna. If it's a stay in Mikneh that he was makdish, then he was only able to be makdish it up until that time. When it comes to a stay Mikneh, that was hukdash, so then the one who was makdish it did not have the rights, because it goes back to the owner by Yovel. Only by a stay Achuza, if the owner was makdish, the stay Achuza, that's where these halachas apply. So again, if he himself redeemed it before Yovel, then he keeps it. Ga'ala bino, and also the son, this is one of the few halachas where it's only a son. A son is a stand-in, not the other relatives. Yotzalav b'Yovel. If a son redeems it, it also goes back to the father. It's ki'ilu the father redeemed it at that time. But anyone else, ga'ala acher, if anyone else is ga'alit from the hekdish, o echad me'akrovim, b'ga'ala miyado, yotze l'kohanim b'Yovel. The kohanim get it. Yotzal Kohanim B'Yovel. Why is that? Why is that? Yotzal Kohanim B'Yovel says Rashi, Gala Echad Mikrovav Miyad Gizbar Ham Uba Makdish B'Gala Miyad Krovo. Even, look at this case, explains Rashi, what happens if V'Gala Miyad, I didn't emphasize it, what if somebody else redeems the Am Makdish Esteh Chuza? And then someone else redeems it from the Beis HaMikdash. And then I buy it from that person. So now I have it. And Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim. Goes to the Kohanim. Why? As Rashi explains here, I can't have more Koach than the one who I bought it from. And if the one who I bought it from, if I hadn't bought it from him, then it would go to the Kohanim. He would only have it until Yovel. So too, if I buy that land, I only have like a Kenyan Paris in it until Yovel. Yotza, the Yovel, says Rashi, Mischalekas the Kohanim. Just like the Karov would have lost it in Yovel, so too I would lose it in Yovel. It's not stronger than the one who it comes from. This is our Girsa. There is another Girsa in the Mishnah that if the person bought it from the other guy, in a Yotzel Kohanim B'Yovel. It does not go out to them in Yovel. That's a Machlokes in the Girsos. So if you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, the Rambam has that other Girsa. The Rambam has another Girsa in Hilchas Arachin, and the Ravid first jumps on him and then says, oh, I guess he has that other Girsa. The Rambam says here in, where is the Rambam here in Halacha Chaf, in Dalid Chaf, the Rambam says, Ve'im lo gola miyadon el higia yova v'hi tachas yad abas, o shar krovim, o nachri, hari yizu yotza lehektesh, ve'ino chozeres labayla le'olam. Ella ti achuza lakoanim. Shinema by asada betseso biobel lakoin ti achuza so. Venakos yuchlitin damim vi chulu. Oh, I'm sorry, earlier. Hamakdish vi ga'ala miyadan. Right? If he was goelit from them, choseres lo la'olam. It goes back to him. So the Ravid says, what do you mean? Amarvam tamani alze. It says in the Mishnah Daf Chafei that it is yosel lakoanim biyovel. So I know what the Rambam's talking about. But then he says, acharkein badakti benuschos. Umatzasim mischalfos. Umatzasi nuscha kidvarav. So, unusual, but the Ravid says, I did my research and I found that the Rambam has a girsa that supports him. And therefore, it must be that he passes like that Gersa. But either way, our Gersa is that even if he buys it from other people, it's still, he loses it. If he wasn't the one to be goalit from the Beis HaMikdash, so it goes to the Kohanim in Yovel. Goal Echem and the Kohanim. What if one of the Kohanim were the ones to be goalit back? Vahi Tachas Yado. And the Kohen has it. Lo Yomar Ho'ov Hu Yotzel Kohen Biyovel. Vahi Tachas Yadi Hariyu Shali. He can't say, well, I have it, so I'm going to be the Kohen that keeps it. After all, I'm the one that has it. Ella, no, he can't say that. Ella goes back to the pot. Ella yotze mitachas yado, umischalekas lecholecha lakohanim. It's yotze mitachas yado, and it goes out to the kohanim of, as Rashi says, to that, to the mishmar that is, working, that is working there. It does not go, he cannot keep it, he cannot keep it himself. If you look in the Griz here, the Griz on this Gemara quotes Reb Chaim, his father, who says, just find the lashon. That's a different one from the base. Says the Griz here. Yesh v'zeh. I guess hine harabam hilchas erechin kasav gola hamakta shikos our rambam kodem shiagia yovel or zacharis labal leha. And the Ravid says lo yadati my chozer so yitachas yado. V'yamar. So what about the lashon? The lashon of the rambam he's picking up on. Let's say the person himself is maktishit. A person is maktishit, and then he himself redeems it. So what is the language of the Mishnah? Hamakdish v'gala, it does not leave his hand in Yovel. But the language of the Rambam is, if gal hamakdish, chozeres l'ba'aleha. So the question that the Griz asked for Shem Reb Chaim, what do you mean chozeres l'ba'aleha? The Bailam have it. The Bailam have it. If the person who is makdish in his goalit, he has it. Why does the Rambam use the lashon of chozeres l'ba'aleha? The Amar b'shem hagrach, says the Griz b'shem hagrach, ki a Rambam svirale, da'ad ha'yovel, he stay mikne gam etzal habaylim. Velo nas is tekef bigu'ulaso stay achuza. If I'm makdashit, then even when I buy it back, it does not have the status of stay achuza yet. It can only get the stay achuza status back once it's yovel. Vizel sha'amahari ze choseris lo ba'alecha. Ki bi yovel nas is lo stay achuza kemo bigala haben. Devada etzal haben, he stay mikne. Elke shabah ha'yovel nas is lo oz ke stay achuza. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid argues, no. Tekef bigu ulaso hari hu lo steachuza. That's an interesting machlokas. If the person himself is goalit, so he's going to keep it by Yovel. But does that mean because he keeps it right now? Or it's stay mikneh, so to speak, because he did something in the interim, and then it turns into a steachuza afterwards. Okay, either way, says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, v'im lo yigal as asadeh bailim. If the bailim weren't goalit, v'im machar as asadeh gizbar. And the gizbar sold it le'ish acher. He sold it to someone else. So then by Yovel, it's going to go to the Kohanim. La acher v'lo leben. Only to an acher, not to his son. If he sold it to his son, so then it's ke'ilu, the husband, the father bought it. Ata omer la acher v'lo leben, o le'eno el la acher v'lo le'ach. How do you know ben is different? Maybe brother is different. Kshu omer ish, hariach amur. No, when we say ish acher, we say that includes brother. Hamani mekayim acher v'lo leben. Ben, the son, is the only one. Says the Gemara, Mari Isa L'Rabo, says, Ben Elohosi Asa'ach. Why do I include Ben here, and I exclude brother? Mar Ba'aniya Ben, Shekein Kom Tachas Aviv, Liyadu Levit Ivri. Because there are two other halachos that only apply to a son, only apply to a Ben. Number one, Kom Tachas Aviv, Liyada. Literally, Kom Tachas Aviv. We've noted, this does not mean Yerusha. There are certain halachos that a son goes into the shoes of the father. By Yerusha, there are 10 different Yarshanim, so to speak. Right? If there's a ben, then there's a daughter, and there's a brother, and there's a father's brothers. There, the Yerusha, so to speak, goes down to the Yarshim. By a few halachos in halacha, though, the son goes up and fills the shoes of the father, so to speak, and it only applies to a son. One of them is Kamdachar Avliyada, Yud. Yud, we know, if a father has an Eved, an Amma Ivriya, and he is supposed to marry her, in the marriage called Yud, or the son. That's it. Father or son, no other relatives. That's Yud. Ula Eved Ivri, and also an Eved Ivri. If somebody has an Eved Ivri and then he dies, so then that Eved Ivri can still consider serve the son until he gets to the 6 years of Eved Nirtza, but it's only the father and the son, no one else. So for these halachas, the Eved Ivri does not serve the Ach, as Rashi says here, if the father dies without sons. V'achiv Yerusha Ein Ze Ovdo. It's a special halacha based on a Zeres HaKasev in Kiddushin in the first parak. So you see, for Yehud and for Evan Ivri, the son has special status. So we say, so too by Estei Achuza, the son has special status. And again, this is a unique halacha of Kam Tachas Aviv, not just regular Yerusha. Rav Shechter talks about this in Eretz HaTzvi, quoting other Nafkaminas on page Reish Chav Gimel, he talks about it in terms of two types of Yerusha. Number one, mitzah nachlas mishpacha, ubetoras karov mi mishpachas av, mishpachas av kuya mishpacha, that's Babasar Kuftes. And number two, bra kara davua, shayorish kam takta of the hamorish va'omeid bimkoma. Right? Special din of the yorish of the son going up. And there are nafkaminas, that have that too. The Milchas Chinuch discusses this at length in Mitzvah Membeis. What happens if there are five sons? What if there are five sons? So how does Kam Tachas work? So he assumes, V'nira Pashut, in Os Yud Gimel, D'miniyecha Rav Banim, Kulam Yershim, V'ovei Lam B'shutfis. He can serve all of them. T'kivin D'ovei Lam B'shutfis, K'yu L'kulam Yishlo Chelek Po. Gam, what if he has a Bechor? What if he has a Bechor? Does the Evan Ivri work double for the Bechor, possibly? Gam, im yish Bechor upashit, no to Bechor, pishnayim, David Ivri, gufokani, va'adavi mashkanta, ba'asu the misagi. It's better, it's not considered ro'i. Then he quotes, then at the end, maybe not. Maybe based on a Gemara that could have said this as a nafkamina, he says maybe that's not true. Maybe a Bechor getting pishnayim is a din of Yerusha and Nachla. While, as we just explained, when it comes to Kam Tachas Aviv, that's not a din of Yerusha. A Bechor gets a double portion in what comes to them Yerusha. Aval, says the Minchas Chinuch, again, Mem Beis Yud Gimel. Aval Kan ve'Evan Ivri, the Chazina de'inos b'toras Yerusha Kla. You see it's not Yerusha by the fact that it's only a son. U'begeret Tzedek afas ha-ben eina oved. And by a Geret Tzedek, it's not even a ben. Rak ben Yisrael de Goli Kra ya'avod. So ze'ina b'toras nachla klal. So then that's maybe lo shayak gab kein din Bechor du dimi dini nachlas. So maybe you wouldn't go by Bechor. You wouldn't have a double portion for this. Bechor, aval kan eino manchil klal. Mi de chazina deino manchil l'shum yorish daraisa. So therefore, it's his suggestion. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. And then he says, maybe it's not a din of Nachlo Yerusha, it's a din of Kam Tachas, and therefore, it will be an Afkamina. So anyways, though, that's one discussion of Evan Ivri. Yid is also a big topic, which we don't have time to go into so much right now, the discussion of the relationship between Yid and regular Kiddushin. Yid is in a specific context. But what's the relationship between Yid and Kiddushin? Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, whether by Yid, do you say Hare At Miyu Edesli, something unique, or do you say, could Harayam Kudeshesli also work when it comes to Yir? That's a machlokas we've shown him in Maseches Kiddushin. Reb Chaim's Lashon, second Reb Chaim of the day, Reb Chaim's Lashon quoted in the Grach HaLashas in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Ches, maybe Yiud is a Chalos Kiddushin without a Maisa Kiddushin. He discusses there, who is the real address for Yiud? Is it the father? Is it the son? If the son is doing Yiud? So he discusses there, well, it's accomplishing Kiddushin, but maybe it's not a Maisa Kiddushin. It's a Chalos without the Maisa. That's his formulation. Din Yud, Eino Rak, or Maisa Kiddushin Bavad, Eino Rak Maisa Kiddushin Bavad, Elodu Din Mechudash, Yish Maisa Yud, Uba Maisa Yud, Nasis Ha'ama Leisha Lehamakadesh. Ula Maisa Hayud, Shayach Rak Ha'adon Velo Hamakadesh. Rak Mishubish, Maisa Yud, Chalan Gan Hakiddushin, Vechulu. You need Dine Kiddushin, but it might not be called a Maisa Kiddushin. Anyway, Yid is a big topic. The Rambam mentions Yid in a totally different context. Maybe we'll just mention this and then we'll continue. The Rambam mentions Yid in Hilchos Melachim. When the Rambam talks about Pilegesh, again, which is also a big topic. Pilegesh is a big sugya, whether it's what is a Pilegesh, Ksuba, Kiddushin. The Rambam says a regular person is not allowed to have a Pilegesh. Not allowed to have, it's usur. Usur to have a Pilegesh. The Rambam says in Dalit in Malachim, Avala Hedyot Asur Pilegesh Ella. The only Pilegesh that's allowed is Ba'ama Ivriya Achar Yud. Wow, Yud Alma Ivriya Achar Yud. That's a Pilegesh. That's an unusual type of wife. Wife in quotes, but that's the Rambam's formulation. The Rambam says the only Pilegesh that's mutter is for a king, right? Or in Amavriya Achar Yud. That's the Rambam's lashon. Hinochas Malachim. Again, not for now, just to mention it. So let's get back to the Gemara. So why do we include Yud for Stei Achuza? Because we see it's, son is included, Ben is included for Yud and for Eved Ivri. So says the Gemara back, Adarabba, just the opposite. Maybe Mar Ben Yitzach, maybe I should include brother and not son. She can come Takas Achiv Liyibum. By Yibum, brother has a special status, right? A brother does Yibum. So maybe I should include brother. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. You only get to the stage of Yibum with a brother if there is no son. Hayesh Ben and Yibum. Ben is primary. Ben comes before Ach even in Yibum. Because if there is a Ben, there is no Yibum. So the Gemara says, okay, that's good. So it was a two on one. It was a two against one. And we knocked out the one. So the Gemara says, why do you have to knock out the one? Just say it's two against one. Right, a Ben is unique in Yid and Eved Ivri, and Ach is only unique in Yibum, so two beats one anyway. So why do you have to knock that out? So the Gemara says, really, it's not two and one, it's really one and one. Why? Mishum de Eved Ivri, mehai pirchanami, hu denafgale. By Eved Ivri, we ourselves know, how do we know Ben is unique by Eved Ivri? Because of the Svar of Yibum. Klum Yeshibim Elamakam Shane Ben, that's the basis, as Rashi explains here, for the Svara, why by Eved Ivri, Ben is unique. So it's really a one-on-one. So that's why we have to undo the Svara of Yibum in order for Yibum not to be a factor. And therefore, the Maskana is, Ben is the unique person. If the Ben is Goel, the Stei Achuza from Hekdesh, so then it goes back to the father, unlike everybody else. Again, Yibum and Chalitza is an important topic, as we have mentioned, the relationship between your Chalitza, two different mitzvahs. Is Chalitza a mitzvah? Is it a matir? And the like. Good. Boy, Rabba Baravua, Bas Moshe Tamid, Sadela Via. What about a daughter? What about a daughter? Does a daughter work? Kivat Linin Yibum Benu Baske Adadi Patri Mukma. Right? Maybe, as we said, the whole thing starts off with Yibum, so a daughter is just as good for prevention of Yibum than as a son is, so maybe a daughter should be able to, right? If the daughter redeemed the Stei Achuza, so maybe we should say it goes to the father and not to the Kohanim. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivat Linin Nachla Bas Malkam Ben Ki Acher Damya. If there is a son by Yerusha, then the daughter gets nothing. Lo mukbas, then the daughter should be different than a son. So Tashma the Tanya, Tanya the very small, Kalshu Acher Makam Ben, Vakanami Makam Ben Acher Damya. Only a son. By Reb Zera, Isha mi mamid la sade. Are we mamid a sade for an Isha? The case is an Isha that was makdish her sade milug. Can he redeem it miad hektish? That it doesn't go to the Kohanim. If she can't redeem it, a woman is makdish herself. So Isha mi ma'amid la sada. Are we ma'amid or a sada if the husband can redeem it? Baal mukim la shekain yarsha. Maybe the husband can. Because after all, the husband yarshins. Baal yorish is ishto. O dilma ben mukim la. Or is it only a son? Shekain not the baroikim amuchsak. Or only a son, because a son takes ra'ui kiba muchsak, while a husband does not. So take you. Unanswered question. Again, Yerushas Habal is a different type of Yerusha than any other Yerusha. That's why there's a machlokas for the Yerushas Habal is the Raisa Drabanan. Why is it different? It's not a blood relative. So there's even a discussion in the Rishonim. The Achronim really expand upon it, but the Rishonim are already alluding to it. Whether Yerushas Habal is Midine Yerusha or Midine Zechuyos of the marriage. Right? It's very different. Two understandings that one could have. There's a Ritva in Baba Basra. Kufyud Beis. The Ritva's Lashon is Daha Nami the Kiva here. The Ilumi Dinla in Lucha Rachel Yosef and Abal. Maker Adin, the husbands are related by blood. The Kiva da Akrave Rachmana, the Avde Karov, Lagamre Akrave. The Ritva already notes Kufyud Beis Manalf and Baba Basra, that a husband is different. The Torah makes the husband as a relative, so does that make it him stronger, or still weaker, or equal? That's a discussion, but either way, in the footnotes of the Ritva, the Mosad Rav Kook, he has this a big footnote about this. Right? It talks about the Yerusha Zabal lo havi machmas korva v'avi mischus habal beishto. It's a schus habal. It's not midini nachlus el mischuyos v'kinyane habal shezoche b'shas anisuin. Right? And that's why the Rama puts the dinim of Yerusha Zabal in Hilchas Ishus, not in Hilchas Nachlos, because it has to do with Hilchas Ishus, it has to do with the marriage, not dafka having to do with the. With Yerusha. Okay, let's continue. Bo amine, Rami bar Chama, Mirav Chizda. Hikdisha bakal misdei sharnim lefei ha-yovel. Maushin teisi lekonim. What if somebody is makdashit within 2 years of Yovel? So then the whole halachas, as we said earlier, of gira'un don't apply. Right? You have to redeem it in full. So do we say the other halachas don't apply? Amalei my daitech. The Gemara says, what's the question? Ask Rav Chizkiya, what's the kshayla? V'nigra miyakech v'ayah hasad v'tzeso biyobel. It's because of that hekesh. De bas giron in, de la bas giron lo. Only if it is prorated does it go to the Kohanim, but if not, not. Is that your question? Adraba. But the opposite to you can be made. Im lo yigal hasad v'ayah hasad v'tzeso biyobel. V'haynami bas gulahi. It's subject to geula. It's not subject to Ula with that price. So, the Rav Chisda says, I don't think there should be a difference, right? The Gemara does not answer that question, but that's what Rav Chisda says. The Kohen gets it. As the Mishnah said, how do I know that the Kohen who gets it shouldn't, is not able to say, well, I have it, so I'll just keep it. Vidinu, and it doesn't that make sense? I'm zochet to others if it was my mishmar. So b'shalatzvi shirali tamalomar achuza so achuza shelo ve'ein ze shelo. This is not his haketzad yosi mitachaz yado umischalekes la'echav akonim. It goes to his brothers, as Rashi says. Rashi says, actually, it's going to be in the next Mishnah. Let's just read the next Mishnah. Higi al yova velo nigala. If it was redeemed by someone else, or it wasn't redeemed at all, hakonim nechasim l'tocha. The konim, as Rashi says here, shel mishmar hayovel hanechasim l'tocha. That mishmar, as it's split up, the konim go and take it. Machlokes, do they have to pay for it? Vanozin estamea divrei Yehuda, they have to be poed to it. Reb Shimon Omer, we had this earlier, nechasim velo nosin. They can just go and take it without paying. It's automatically theirs. They don't even have to be poed to it. Reb Elazar Omer, lo nechasav lo nosin. Reb Elazar says, no. If it was not redeemed by anybody, it still belongs to Hekdesh, so then you have to wait till the next Yovel. Right? 50 years. El Nikri saw the Rutushin, it's called a leftover abandoned field, ad Yovel HaShedi. Iyagia Yovel HaShedi v'lo gnegala, Nikri's Rutushin, ad Yovel HaShlishi. It cannot go to the Kohanim unless someone else has already redeemed it. So you have to have the din of getting the money for Hekdesh and then going to the Kohanim. If it stays in the Hekdesh, it never leaves. Reb Elazar holds that it has to be redeemed by someone else first before Kohanim can go and get it themselves. Okay, that's a long time. That field would be left there, 50 years, 100 years, as long as it would take. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we get to the last full daf here, again in the seventh parak, as we continue our march in these last dafim to Eimak Dishan. I think I saw a stat yesterday. I think there's, anybody's keeping track, 178 dafim left. 178 dafim left till the Siyum, Be'ezus Hashem. But again, every daf is its own victory, and that's what we focus on day by day. Okay, we'll stop here.